The second song. On Cold Knapp Beach at nightfall.
Land and my mother. Your upland wind and swinging sea, your cloud-homed mountain, its tilted torrent spilt to the flat sea sinking. Memory encrusted, formed in ecstasy and rancor, in a long recollecting singing as a standing stone is long. That sounding, grounding dollar of fair contradictions as the paradox of daylight fails. Rough and precise as fishermen's fingers, the instrumental wind touches and tunes my skin, and the tide lingers, rumbling up slow, then hisses. Are there such tenderness? Yet here, the jagged thud of war, rusted and smoked, where I, a fearful, cringing child, moved soft along the grey sea's sighing. Among such wild grey smells, the purple and the pearl, a boy's crescendos of the soul, and early praise at school. My opening potential was rising here like some high, mazy corridor, deep down from out the haze and blaze of war, its drone of planes, war's vultures, and its predatory shriek of sirens. But my tides in flood washed the divergent paths away, spilled promise, left no room for things lost ever to live again. And I am old, and here on shelving pebbles to recall my sweep of landscape and admit dry, craggy hollows, slip and slimy wastes to the companionship of mountains. Was it my mother's inexplicable, those frightening furies opening her each and every red dark morning that were war predatory on my own resolve? Depressions, melancholy. Yet I weep alike with deep relief and love for her great love with matching tenderness. Such are the mother mountains which endure, but in the balance of the tender combs of cooling moss, curled streams, and light through trees. Death makes life all the more alive, gaunt tissues of the self, tectonic, grind on the shifting lineaments, lunging the ups and downs in which a life is weighed, the wails within. My sort of wails, articulating in the sea story of the poets. This then, the circumstance and the setting of me, this, my identity, the panting Prometheus of me, pegged out on pebble and sand, pacing the sea. Facing Gerard, mastering, beating my body, you metronome sea. Be as a plunging prayer, Dalan, heaven in ordinary, George, as eternity rings splendid in darkness, Harry, my singers, penance, the keynote, and regret, Walt, a vocabulary composing me, Thomas, and Thomas, echoes in fulfillment, made an anthem, a whispered vespers, William. A 70 years evening. But poets, psalming my person and my prayer, your meters are in vain tonight to stretch and foot me. No dance comes. I lose the tune. And out of step with magic words conjured, distracted by its span of tears, my unseen heart shuffles apart torn pages from my memories. My mother, physical. Involvement in her family's life, such that she might, down, have snatched her own by suicide. Such was her worry and her powerless despair for us, her family. And all her touch was passionate, containing and surrounding. Only, oh God, so parching pebble high, so like a barbed wire coil protecting, but late alas to threaten. Arching cliff-like over all, the windings of a lovely mother love which bound me bleeding in its rusting barbs, but made the beautiful and unculled outcomes spring fresh fertile tears, fresh streams from consequential wreck, from chill and wrong decisions, tangled in or countering my mother, wrongly made. There so I lasted long, abrading the uneven years when she had gone, 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 gone. The wave breaks, smashes, slashes, sea chant chances, lances at me. In another country, mother molded, defiant where I should have given way, but also making weak such meek submission when I should have stood, spilling my essence bloody against the wheeling wolf's teeth, willing to be unforgiven for brave and graven scribing frank fact. High hemic to be seen on the great rocks, cutting and slicing and ivory firm my mouthing hard mercy at the mad mat of ancient time. Now, Voyager, the postulate, not her, but me. Beware Anchises in your idealistic voyaging, Aeneas. Here on the rolling shore, regret then, and the sour self-stripping, naked, bare-born bone to the sea, so late of final recognition. My war wild reconciled. And so was she, the loving sea-flow now, of all my searching loves, who after dying in a left life nearly killed me, the war child, her child. So she foresaw so well and could not know what I would make of her when wrecked and made on her despair and love. Nor that warring on this beach this night I'd live again and own man fierce, wolf steady now, as my own lonely choices, the 40 years of pain and unexpected joy, as my one inward home, one perpetual, is what my stone sea voices, parental she foresaw, but could not see me, this me, my melody, a man begun and singing. Tears, who hears them echoing? And the awakened song, who counterpoints to that? now grey my pebbled wales, my memory misted mover of all the soul's saying, and fragile sea, tensioned within the tide by nodal light. Now coloured by uncolour, your delicate arraying which overs me watches my souls here ride, perpetually at anchor. There on the pearl-bright shore the breathless boy stands still, above him spiraled selves, yet one identity, wind the cold stony stare of loss and wound, and I look down, where on the strands silent and pale the lone brown boy looks up and cowers at charcoal charring cliffs, smoking bull's nose, those layered as though flame smelted strata towers. He stares at me unseeing, praying vertiginous hopes, his massive expectation. For the sea mastered him, bulging tides teaching him body in the wild hold of its muscled waves, whose sea breaking was his blind, grey bundled birthing. But I look down on meagre pools, flat in the sea-seared, burdened stone of what the boy became. These dry were my wasteland, sea-encumbered now, my Deutschland. My gardens, bursting from me, are in bloom ahead, yet to be fecund, storm-lashed, washed foundations in the paling sun for hard growth, shooting, scaling, up in an airy world, wet and still unmade, and a gravelly cavern to the sky.